Hello, my name is Daniel Nenni, founder of SemiWiki, the open forum for semiconductor professionals. Welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders podcast series. If you have a topic you'd like us to cover, please post it on semiwiki.com and we'll get right to it. Our guest today is Brandon Bouts, Senior Group Director of Product Management, responsible for Cadence Silicon sign-off and verification product lines in the digital and sign-off group. Welcome back to the podcast, Brandon.
Hi, Daniel.
Yeah, so last time we talked about the Cadence SDA strategy. As a follow-on, can you tell me about some of today's biggest challenges with design closure?
Absolutely. And as you can imagine, the two are very related. But with growing design sizes and very aggressive product schedules, the runtime, just not for just analysis, but for the actual optimization and closure steps, is getting longer and longer. And customers really, given the aggressive end product needs, have to meet those schedules and are always looking for more predictable solutions. Another major change, of course, is move to advanced nodes. There's additional complexity there from an analysis and an optimization perspective. And this has made sign-off closure, especially at the chip level, extremely unpredictable. And so with the growing design sizes, longer run times, and the need for really tight, aggressive schedules, customers have definitely come to us and said, hey, we've got a problem.
I heard the same. You know, the smaller geometries, I mean, we're taping out a 3-nanometer already, which is incredible, but it brings on a whole new set of challenges for sure.
Absolutely.
So you've added a new product to your sign-off line. What's it called and what does it do?
Yeah. So just kind of a little history here. You know, Cadence through Enovis and Tempus ECO has always offered an industry-leading approach to block-level power performance area closure. But like I said, in talking with customers, that reoccurring problem was always sign-off closure at the full chip level. Given the large designs, tight schedules, people needed a better methodology. So to address this, we're very excited to introduce the Cadence Certus Closure Solution. And we developed Certus really to provide designers with an integrated environment for full chip concurrent timing and power optimization and sign-off. So we're really taking the best of the Cadence portfolio and up-leveling it now to solve that full chip closure challenge. And this collaboration began with multiple customers several years ago. And it was a lot of R&D effort, but now that the product is fully released, we're in a great position for multiple customer production deployments here in the near future.
Oh, congratulations, that's exciting. How is the new product different from legacy products and methodologies?
So there's really three key areas where the Certus architecture differs from other approaches. One, it's highly scalable. Two, it's incremental. And three, it's fully automated. So starting with scalability, really at the heart was a reimagination of the algorithms that support full distributed execution. And this is really one of the main benefits in terms of capacity, being able to distribute optimization for the first time across multiple different jobs. Second major difference, again, is incrementality. So we now have the ability to, for each change in the design, incrementally update that portion of the timing. And this allows designers to get really, really quick feedback on every level of change that the tool makes. And third, full automation. So we wanted to take that typical closure flow, which involves multiple designers and multiple tools, and make sure that that is fully automated and controlled by Certus. And this, of course, relies on trusted engines from Tempus and from Enovis to take care of the STA duties, as well as the full placement and routing responsibilities that are required for full chip flow. So this is really truly an integration of every of all the key core tools that we have in a automated, incremental, and highly scalable package.
Great.
So how does this fit into the Cadence full flow design philosophy?
Certus builds off these full flow ideals. We often have talked about common engines within Innovus, things like the Tempus STA engine. But here within Certus, we've truly integrated them at the code level. Like I mentioned, the capacity, thanks to the scalable distributed architecture, helps build off that, those common engines and provide predictable closure. The engines, the optimization engines that our customers know and trust, really help to deliver the best power performance area. But when you combine the capacity of that distributed architecture with our optimization algorithms, this really helps to unlock previously untapped power waste in designs. A great example of this, again, we're talking at the full chip. A great example of this is when customers wish to do full top-level power recovery. So typically, of course, you do block-level power recovery, but when you go to the full chip level, very few customers have the time or even the tools to do full chip power recovery. So with Certus, thanks to those distributed engines and thanks to the full flow design philosophy, we're able to predictably recover power across those interfaces. And that's been shown to great benefit with our partner customers. One last point I want to make here is on productivity. This is really what Certus is about. It's about full chip closure, but really delivering a more productive solution to our customers. And certainly the distribution and the automation play into this, but having that scalable solution, that solution that will meet even future future design needs is really important. And I think that's driving the positive response we've gotten from customers thus far.
Oh, that's great. So where can customers learn more about Certus?
Well, they can go to the Cadence website, www.cadence.com/go/Certus, Certus.
Great. Great discussion. Thank you for your time, Brandon, and I look forward to speaking with you again.
Absolutely, Dan. Thank you.
That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening and have a great day.